Congressional candidates typically know where their districts will be months or years before an election, but this year in Pennsylvania has been anything but predictable. The Delaware County Congressional District held for the past 8 years by Republican Representative Pat Meehan is now the scene of an increasingly chaotic election season. WHYY's Dave Davies reports that new Democrats are entering the race at a steady clip, and Republicans are scrambling to find a candidate they can bank on.
Consider the plight of Delaware County Republican Chairman Andy Riley. 2 months ago, he had a well-liked incumbent poised to seek re-election. Then Meehan became embroiled in a sexual harassment scandal, and the state Supreme Court realigned the district so it's more Democrat-friendly. Now Riley wants to pick from a half dozen Republican hopefuls and get the party behind that choice, but
we're unable at this point to endorse a candidate because we don't know where the district lies.
Riley's hoping Republican lawyers can convince the court to restore the district's old boundaries. Meanwhile, the new district is attracting new Democratic candidates. One is Mary Ellen Balchunas, who twice won the Democratic nomination for the seat in the past. She says she's carried the party's banner in some tough battles and is now ready to compete with newcomers seizing on the issues of the day.
I didn't just wake up after the election. I mean, I've been interested in gun safety since 2000. After Columbine, I was out protesting, and I'm part of Moms Demand Action. So I don't just talk the talk. I've walked the walk.
Another new entrant is former Swarthmore School Board member Mary Gay Scanlon, an attorney who's worked on social issues for many years, including gun control after the Columbine shootings. She says the state needs to finally add a woman to its congressional delegation.
I do think it's a woman's year. I am one of the few women in the race who's actually run for or served in public office already.
Former Philadelphia Deputy Mayor Rich Laser is expected to announce his candidacy for the seat soon. Dave Davies, WHYY News.